Tomorrow, partly sunny, kind of windy, though. Gusty winds, high of 74 for tomorrow. Tomorrow night, there's a 40% chance of showers, low 53. And then sunshine for Sunday, high 62.
Good morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
That's me. Good morning. It is finally Friday. It's been a long week, Tambra. How about for you?
Yes, ma'am. It's been a long 3 weeks for me.
Okay, turn that mic just a little bit so I can see your face.
Oh, you don't want to see my face.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do want to see your beautiful face. Stop that right now.
Nah.
Be nice to yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You're always nice to me. Be nice to you.
But you're so easy to be nice to, Kelly.
Oh, you're sweet.
You're such a little love bug. And then there's me, the little sarcastic, little smart mouth Tambra.
But see, that's why I love you.
Oh, you like my
I love
snarky,
your snarkiness,
as you
your
call
sarcasm.
It.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I do. But you're very, very sweet, too.
Oh, well, thank you. So I do have a heart.
I know you do. I know you do. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that you're here this morning.
Well, thank you. I am very happy to be here.
I'm so glad. I want to say thanks to all of our sponsors this week. We have a sponsor that's making their debut. Bowling Green Wind Electric is making their debut this week on the Shop Local Show. I do want to say thanks to them. Also, thanks to Blake and Brent and Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Wellness Wednesday is presented by Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics. Also, thanks to Scooter's Coffee. Habitat for Humanity Restore, of course. Tambra is here in the house.
Yay.
Sitting in that co-host seat, ready Yay. To rock and roll this morning. That's right. And the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Barron County. Our phone number is 270-651-3000. Feel free to call in this morning and join in on our conversation if you have a question about something. If you just want to call and chat, you're welcome to do so. We welcome conversation, don't we?
Oh, yes. We both love it. I'm a talker.
You are a talker.
I'm a talker.
You going to bring it this morning? You ready to talk, talk, talk?
I am ready to talk, talk, talk.
So when I was in the Restore on Tuesday night after our or during our Habitat meeting, I noticed the store is full. You all have so many Christmas decorations.
Now, and that's unless, all of them.
And that's it? That's all?
No more to put out. That's it.
Unless somebody donates.
Yes. And, I mean, we have sold anywhere between two-thirds and three-fourths of what we had. And you would not believe the shelves full that we had accumulated from last Christmas until this year. So, yeah. And I think we still have, like, five trees.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that. Yeah.
And so if you need a tree, we have five and that's it. And we have nothing else in the back to bring out.
Now, were any of those pre-lit? I don't remember.
I don't think so. I don't remember any of them being lit.
They were the tall ones too, weren't they? They were the big, or like probably seven and a half foot maybe.
Yeah. And there's a couple that are maybe
a little
six
shorter.
Feet.
Okay.
But yeah, they're all taller trees. And I took some pictures around the store yesterday before I left.
You're so smart.
We have some wreaths. We still have some wreaths. Oh, call me smart. Yeah, please. That's not a term used to describe me
Stop it.
But we have a few wreaths left. And the trees, yeah, there's five. Yeah, there's like three of them that are like 7 foot. And then there's three, yeah, we got six trees. Mm-hmm. Three are like 7 foot and three are about 6 feet tall. So, yeah. And we still have some wreaths. And we do still have some other Christmas items on the shelf. So,
okay,
we have just a very, very small amount of fall items still out there. You know, we still have Thanksgiving. It's 2 weeks away, but a very pretty wreath out there. And it's what we have left is 75% off. So we do have that. We have $25 off of all of our couches and beds this week. But, you know, talking about the store and how full it is, it's not full because we haven't been selling things. Mm-hmm. We have, I mean, this year has just, we've been on a roll. And, I mean, we're about to have a monster snowball, if you want to compare it to that. From the beginning of the year, starting with that little snowball, and then it starts rolling down the hill, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. That's how our year has been. We've had a very big year, and it's been amazing. I mean, things are just coming in and going right back out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, and that's thanks to the community, of course.
Yes.
You know, we.
Yes.
The restore would not be successful if it were not for the community.
No.
Donating and shopping. And we are so appreciative of everyone who participates and is a part of the restore.
Because, I mean, we are the ones responsible to make the money to purchase all the items it takes to build the home. And anyone knows, I mean, how expensive that is nowadays. You know, mm-hmm. whether it's the lumber, the, you know, you've got to pour your footers and the plumbing and the electrical and, I mean, from top to bottom to roof to shingles to, you know, it takes a lot. And we are the ones responsible to make mm-hmm. that money available to build that home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's us and only us.
That's right.
So we do depend on Glasgow and Barron County and the surrounding counties. And we appreciate everyone who supports us through your donations and your shopping. And like we've said, share that Facebook page. Talk about us and keep us going.
Right. I mentioned earlier this week that we are very close to beginning a new build for a family, and we're so excited. We discussed that the other night during our meeting, and very excited.
It's a fun time to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you know you're finally getting close to start that next one. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's exciting for us as well. So.
It is. Absolutely. All right. You can call us this morning, 270-651-3000. 651-3000. Our phone lines are working this morning. Yesterday, they were not working.
Uh-oh.
And I appreciate everyone's participation in the Facebook post. And we had several comments. And we gave away the cotton-headed Ninny Muggins beanie from Scooter's Coffee. Buddy the Elf is their theme.
Oh.
For this Christmas season. And so we gave that away. And believe it or not, fair and square, my mom won.
Oh, how fun.
So she had commented. I didn't even know that she had commented. Michaela was keeping up with the comments. And because we ask you, in order to qualify, you had to say what your favorite menu item was at Scooter's. And so John, you know, I'd have my little random generator. Uh-huh. App on my phone. Well, he tapped the number to give us the winning number, and it was 19. So I told Michaela it's 19, and so she counted down, and she said it's Ronnie Wood. And I said, is it just Ronnie Wood? Does it just say Ronnie Wood? She said, actually, it says Ronnie Fanny Wood. And I was like, that's my mom. I had no idea that she commented. It was not rigged, I promise. And they were my witnesses. I had nothing to do with it. So I called her later in the day and I said, Mom, you know you won that beanie. And she said, oh, did I? Yes, Mama, you did. And I said, I know. I'm going to make her put it on.
Oh.
But it's going to have to be a day before she gets her hair did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make her put it on. I'm going to post her picture.
Okay.
If she lets me. I may just put it on her anyway. Be like, you won this, so you've got to put it on.
Well, I mean, that would be justified if you were to do that
point
in time.
I think, because I should have brought it in here to show you. It's really cute. It's laying on my desk in my office.
Oh,
it's
wow.
super cute. Well, there's a picture of it on my Facebook page.
Oh, okay. I'll check
it
out.
You can pull it up and take a look. But yeah, she said, I'll probably give it to one of the boys. And I said, well, out of my two nephews, I know the one that will actually probably wear it just for fun.
Right.
The other one probably not going to.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that.
Anyway, but They have all kinds of new menu items for Christmas. And if you download their app, I have mine handy here so I can get my smiles. See the background? It's all pink.
No, you're such a little pink girl.
You can choose your own elf theme. And so mine's Jovi. It's pink.
Oh.
You can choose the Buddy the Elf or Mr. Narwhal.
Oh, I'd have to do, if I'm going to do it, I would have to do Buddy. I'd have to stick with the elf himself.
Mm-hmm. So they have lots of Buddy the Elf themed drinks and food, like the Iced Buddy, the Elf Maple Caramelicious.
I was going to say, there has to be something with maple in
it. Oh, yes.
If it's Buddy.
Buddy the Elf Maple Caramelicious Blender. Iced Candy Cane Forest Mocha. Candy Cane Forest Mocha Blender. The Candy Cane Forest Mocha. There is hot chocolate, Candy Cane Forest hot chocolate, cinnamon roll, iced swirly twirly sugar cookie latte, the latte blender, Buddy the Elf, iced Buddy the Elf maple chai.
There's I'm a latte girl.
Are you? Yeah. Okay, let's see. So, so you would like the maybe the swirly twirly sugar cookie latte?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. There is also the Cherry Cheer Sparkling Float and Sparkling Soda.
Ooh.
The Snowball Fight Cake Bite.
I saw you. Mm-hmm. Taking a big bite of that.
It's so delicious. Okay. It's so good. Vanilla with a little hint of blueberry.
Oh, yeah. I love blueberries.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Mr. Narwhal is also on there. It's kind of a secret. Not really a secret, but you only find it on the app.
Oh.
They do that occasionally. They'll sneak something in there. There's also brewed coffee, son of a nutcracker. I mean, there's tons of menu items. They're egg bites, they're maple sandwich, they're mini donuts. You know, they're spicy sausage burrito. They have tons of breakfast items, Dollar Delight menu. I love the Scooter Doodle coffee. Of course, that's my favorite. So they have all kinds of treats and drinks, smoothies, blenders, the iced coffee, hot coffee, tea, if you prefer that over coffee. They have just a very large menu, and they're adding more to it all the time.
'Tis the season for that sugar rush. Keep it going.
There you go. There you go. So
keep you wired and ready.
Yes, and they do a giving day. They always do their best to give back. They're a really wonderful company that gives back to the community. So they will have several of those days throughout the entire year. So watch their Facebook page. They actually have a local page, Scooter's Coffee. It's Glasgow, Kentucky. So look out for that. And keep in mind, those days will be coming here very, very soon. Located in Southgate Plaza Shopping Center, South L. Rogers Wells Boulevard. That's where they are located. And stop in and see them and scoot on around and get your coffee. All right. I think we have a phone call, Tamara. Well, we did. Until I talk too long. So I'm sorry. Maybe they'll call back. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. So let's talk a little bit more about the Restore.
We had a new shipment of paint come in yesterday, so we are completely restocked. I thought, well, you know, after fall, our paint sales will start going down, going through, you know, getting into the holidays. Girl, it just keeps going out that door. People, I mean, if they use it once, they come back, and they are still coming back. So we do have a new shipment of paint. So if you are needing to get something done quickly before you decorate, you know, a room of some kind, or before you have guests come in, we got a new shipment. You can get that room painted or whatever you had planned. So new paint is in.
Okay.
And we've had a lot of really neat, our donations have just been truly amazing.
You want to hold that thought? I think we have a phone call now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone.
One more again.
Hold on, let's try it again. Here we go. There we go. Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning, sweet lady.
Hey, Andy.
Hi. Okay. So, Andy, I haven't told her, but Andy came in the store because, you know, it was your sister, wasn't it, that won the car? Yeah. So
Robin.
they came in Friday afternoon, and Andy and I got to talking, and he actually grew up with and around and played with my husband and all of his brothers. And
really?
So we're like family now.
Well, what a small world.
Yes, we worked together in 86 and we played the ball. They played on our ball team for years.
It was Larry, Gary, and James.
Willie. And
Luther. Was Luther in that?
I remember James and Gary and Larry and Willie.
Okay. What about Mike? Was he too young?
He was younger.
Yeah, he was the youngest, so.
He was Robin's age.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he hung out with my husband and brother, those rough and rowdy Vaughn boys.
Well, I love that. So you all did not know that till you started talking in the store the other day.
No.
Oh, she kept talking about Larry, and I asked her, Larry who, and she told me. I said, you kid.
So Andy knows everybody.
Everybody. Yeah, so that was pretty fun. We had a nice little conversation.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
I bet each of you have lots of stories to tell.
Oh, yeah. Well, with those guys, yeah, there's lots and lots of stories to tell about them. Especially Larry and Gary, I'll say it. Those two, there are the most stories to talk about.
They weren't bad.
No, they just like to have fun.
That's hilarious.
Don't we all?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, life is too short not to.
That's right.
Yes. Well, I'm glad that you all made a connection. That's pretty cool.
What's your Thanksgiving plans?
I think I'm going to a restaurant.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, that is.
I hope I can eat something by then.
What's wrong?
I had surgery yesterday.
Oh, Andy, you didn't tell me that.
They had to take a tooth out.
Oh, no. Well, I hope you're able to eat by then. It's 2 weeks, hopefully.
I missed most of the day yesterday.
Well, bless your heart.
They had to put me out. I told them it could, like, Doc Adams give me a shot of Jack Daniels and hit me in the head with a hammer, but they stuck the thing in my hand, and next thing I knowed, I was waking up.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, goodness. Well, I hope that it heals enough that you can eat some good food on Thanksgiving.
I do, too, but, yeah, last night I come to and I was asking Reese about this and that. She said, yeah, you slept all day.
Just put everything in the blender and then eat it.
Ooh, that doesn't sound good. I don't know about that. Maybe just the turkey and dressing in the blender.
I just thought I'd call and aggravate y'all.
All right, Andy. Well, I hope everything heals well, okay?
All right. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All righty. 270-651-3000. I love it when Andy calls.
He's such a good guy.
He is. He really is. And he supports. I appreciate Andy. I know that he goes to a lot of these businesses.
Yes.
Between him and his siblings and Larissa, his wife, I know that they go around and support these businesses. They're huge supporters of Shop Local, and I appreciate. I mean, Andy's been around since day one. So,
oh, really?
Yes, he has, and I am so thankful for him and his whole family. They all listen all the time. So, and I appreciate all of our listeners. You know, this is the month that we really do pay attention to our gratefulness and how thankful we are of things. That was actually what my devotion was about this morning, that, you know, when we are focused on the things that we're grateful for, we're happier. If we're focused on the things that are bothering us or going wrong or tension, strained relationships, you know, your week's just not going quite like you want it to, you know, that's going to make you feel not grateful. But if you're on the flip side of that, you know, and you're thinking about all the things that we are so blessed with and so grateful for, it really does change your mind and change your attitude a little bit.
Well, and it's like I've told you many, many times, and everybody's heard me say, I spend at least an hour every day just sitting. No phone, no TV, no nothing. Just at the end of the day. And if you reflect back on your day, there are always more blessings that you've had that day. Mm-hmm. As simple as they are, sometimes the simplest ones are the best ones. But all of those blessings usually outnumber one thing that has gotten on your nerve.
I agree.
So, you know, it does. It makes a difference in the whole way you think and look and mm-hmm. wake up and start your day.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's take a phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You know I'm going to get jealous if you're talking with Andy.
I was waiting for that phone to ring.
Oh.
I'm grateful for you too, Mike.
Hey, y'all was, I remember Mike.
Do you really?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We always called him Michael.
Michael, yeah. Well.
But I remember him. I kind of run around with him a little bit myself because I'm younger.
Well, you know, Willie is the only one of those eight siblings that's left. All the rest of them have passed.
I remember Mom, and I probably knew Gary better because he always done the music.
Right. Yeah, Gary was out there more because he played, you know, he and Steve Jewell, I think, were attached at the hip. But, yeah, we lost Gary this year, so it was very sad.
Yep.
And
yep.
But he loved, oh, Lord, that man loved to play. He loved to play his bass.
So there was eight of them, too.
I'm sorry?
There was eight of them?
Yes, there were eight. There were two girls. There were two girls in there.
That's how many's in our family is eight.
Yeah. Well, there was B and Brenda, and then there was James and Luther and Larry and Willie and Mike. And I'm missing somebody, I think. I can't remember who I'm missing, but yeah.
That's a lot to remember.
Yeah, it is.
That's
but there were
yeah.
eight.
Yeah,
so.
That's a lot to remember. So.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. I'm glad that we've all made a connection here. I think that is awesome. So, and I'm glad that you called in, Mike. We can't forget you.
And you have
yesterday I was kind of out of the tune.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, I had a birthday Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
And then they think I needed a stress test.
Mm. Well, just the thought of that will stress you.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But... there's nothing wrong. I don't think there is. I'm still young.
Hope so.
No matter how old I get, I'll die young.
There you go. I hope everything's all right.
I refuse. I refuse to be my age. Kelly can testify to that.
Yeah, she's definitely not.
Yeah.
She's definitely. I'm not my age either.
But one thing about it, too, our dad died when he was 52, so I'm 58, so,
mm-hmm. You did good.
Yeah, absolutely.
6 more years.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, and I got some good news yesterday.
Well, that's good. Good news is always makes you happy.
The day before, my youngest one completed his boot camp or what do you want to call it?
Yeah.
In the Air Force.
Yeah.
And he's in... Lakeland or something like it, mm-hmm. Texas,
yeah,
whatever they call it. And then yesterday he proposed to his girlfriend, and
wow. Lots of good news. Well, we appreciate him serving and appreciate everything that he's going through. So thankful for that and grateful for the good news, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, she was talking about, you know, whatever gets on your nerves is a, you know, something about a blessing and whatever. My blessing gets on my nerves a lot, but she's still a blessing.
Aww. Absolutely.
That's sweet.
Yes.
I'm talking about Linda.
Stop it. I know. Well, Mike, right. You have a good weekend, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 270-651-3000. Let's talk about Blake and Brenton Ryan. Twin it to win it is their motto. They are with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. They are both realtors and auctioneers, and they have an online-only auction that is going on through Monday, this upcoming Monday, the 17th at 5:30. This is at 2244 Lilac Road in Litchfield, and this is an auction that literally has a little bit of everything. If you are looking for construction supplies, construction materials, they have it. Lumber, doors, windows, trim, hardware, building supplies. This is excellent for contractors, remodelers, DIYers. They have farm machinery, equipment, household items, furniture, tools. So if you are looking for any of those things, and that's not even everything that they have, you just need to go and check it out. They did have a preview yesterday afternoon, so I hope you were able to do that. But if you weren't, give Blake or Brenton a call. They will be happy to show you. 270-766-7908. You can find that information at rsmillsauctions.com. They have another auction coming up. Let me scroll down to it. If you go to that website, you will see all of these auctions that are coming up, either live or online auctions. And it should be rolling up here very soon. I had it yesterday, and now they may have added more auctions. Maybe that's why it's taken me so long to get there. Goodness gracious. There it is. Woo. All right. Here we go. So this is on Saturday, December the 6th. So you still have a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks away. But Saturday, December the 6th at 10 a.m., this is in Litchfield. It's 2916 Brandenburg Road. It's about 161 acres that they are selling in 14 tracts. These are building tracts. There's farm ground. There is a house that's about 2,300 square foot, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 2-car detached garage. All of that info. This is a beautiful piece of land, a beautiful home. So go to rsmillsauctions.com to find out more about that. You can place your bid on any of the online-only auctions at that website as well. And if you are thinking of having an auction, or if you're thinking of selling your home, if you're looking to buy, you can contact Blake and Brenton. Their office is located on Happy Valley Road in Glasgow. You can also call their number, 270-766-7908, 766-7908. Our phone number here is 651-3000, and the 47th annual Turkey Trot is happening this Saturday. You going to trot? You going to turkey trot, Tamara?
Now, when is this?
This Saturday.
Oh, gosh, I have to work. I won't be able to trot. Darn
it. What time do you have to be at work?
I think I have to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning this week.
Oh, I don't. I know that's wrong. I know you're fibbing on that, young lady.
Tamara doesn't trot much anymore.
Yeah. Well, for those who do, it's happening this Saturday, the 22nd, right here in downtown Glasgow. And you can participate. The 7 and under is the half mile. That's at 7:15. There is a 1 mile at 7:45, and then a 5 mile at 8:30. You can register online at glasgow.recdesk. That's recdesk.com. And you can also call for more information, 651-3811. 651-3811. But they have been doing this for 47 years. Years.
Wow.
It's as old as I am.
Bless it.
So,
me too. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people participate in this turkey trot every year. So, it's going to be great weather for it, too.
I'm glad you reminded me, because when I come into work, I usually, right there at Broadway, you know, they're coming across and you have to wait.
Yeah. You may want to take an alternate route.
I might need to figure something different.
I don't know what the route looks like, but. And everyone be aware of that tomorrow morning, you know, if you're out and about, going different places and that sort of thing, that will be going on. So I'm not sure what roads they will have blocked tomorrow, but you could probably call 651-3811 and they can tell you there at the Glasgow Parks and Rec.
I got to tell you something funny about that, because when I first heard about when I moved down here and I heard about the turkey trot, I was like, oh, how cool. We do that up home. Well, no, the turkey trot up home is much different.
Okay.
It's in Bardstown.
Okay.
And you trot from bar to bar.
Oh yeah, no,
to
that's
bar,
not that, that's
bar.
Not what that is. No, that's not what
like,
this is.
Oh man, they do a turkey trot down here, and then I was like, oh no, that's not a turkey trot.
No, it's not. It really isn't. So. This one you actually run, yeah, race, walk, yeah, whatever you want to do. So that is what our turkey trot
okay.
is. Okay, let's talk more about the restore. Let's talk about some of the other things that you all have received and gotten donated.
We have, I mean, I just think this is cool. We have a Cuisinart Belgian waffle maker. And, I mean, it's ready for a brunch time during the holidays. And it's in really good shape. So, we have an eggplant colored couch and love seat, and I really like it.
Yeah,
it's a really pretty color. That eggplant, mm-hmm, it's like that deep eggplant color, and I just think it's gorgeous. But anyway, we have a lot of dishes. We have some false craft dishes. I can't remember the name of the pattern. It's the one that, the tan and brown colored false craft dishes. Mm-hmm. And I forget we have got how many pieces of it, but it's a huge amount. We had this cute little storage bench come in yesterday.
Oh, that
and it's
is so
white,
sweet.
And it's got this Barbie fabric cover.
That would be so cute for a little toy room,
girl's
room.
And, you know, the seat, mm-hmm, part lifts off, and you can store your toys or whatever in there. And it's $30, so it is just so cute. Like I said, our couches and our beds are $25 off. Mm-hmm. That'll still continue through today and tomorrow. We have a drafting table.
I saw that.
So if you are... eating anything like that.
Looks like you guys got some older games donated. The memory game. I used to play
Operation.
That when I was a kid. Operation. You know, I love that game, but it would make me a nervous wreck. I think that's where when my anxiety started.
Oh, no.
Was, you know, trying to get the spare ribs out or, you know, one of the pieces out, and it would, oh my gosh, and it would scare the bejeebies out of me. But it was always so much fun to play.
Yeah.
My sister and I, we used to play that quite a bit when we were kids.
We have it's a red Elizabeth Arden handbag, and it has a little gold toned snowflake.
Ooh.
Brand new, $10, ready for your Christmas holiday.
That's really pretty.
Isn't that pretty? So, yeah, ladies, there's a really nice, there's your holiday handbag.
Looks like you got some vintage items in as well. You all always get those in, though.
Yeah, we get a lot of vintage in.
What is this, 1978 Gabriel Mickey Mouse wind-up toy?
It's a wind-up toy that he just takes a little walk.
Yeah.
There's a little video. I took a little video of
it. I see it, and he works.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the little horse, the rubber squeaky horse toy.
It's a little bitty... squeaky horse toy. It's just adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from the 1970s.
Yes.
So how do you all find out when these were made? Like, how do you all take a picture and do like a...
image search.
Image search?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And that gives us, our good old AI gives us the information that we need.
Well, I wonder, because I was like, gosh, they're really smart. They're giving the year and everything on this.
Well, actually, the other people use that. I don't need it because, you know, the wealth of knowledge.
Okay.
So
gotcha.
I don't have to depend on it quite as much as some of the others, maybe.
I see. That Pampered Chef trifle bowl, that is great to take for parties. You can put all kinds of things in there. And I like the fact that it has a cover for it. Mine does not have a cover.
And you need that cover.
I know. I don't know how I didn't get the cover for that, but I didn't. Oh, maybe mine's not Pampered Chef. Maybe that's why. That could be the reason.
Yeah, it could be.
But you guys have a little bit of everything there at the store right now.
We've had a lot of just like the clear, like crystal and glassware items. And we've kept a table set up at the front and just continued as it's sold to adding new pieces. And so if you need some of those pretty items to decorate your holiday table, we've got all of that. So, I mean, we got anything you need right now. We have just been from pots and pans. We have a lot of really nice pots and pans in right now. Like I said, we have some dishes and lots of dishes. So, I mean, anything you're going to need. This corner, this wicker corner basket, it's a standing floor basket.
I saw that. That's really pretty.
And I thought that is so cool. Not that I have room for it, but, you know, because it doesn't take, it fits in that corner and, you know.
But that'd be great for, you know, umbrellas, you know, stick umbrella down in there or a beautiful arrangement of sort.
And we have a really nice, I know it's not the time of year, magazines. But it still might make a nice Christmas gift. And we have a really nice picnic basket.
Oh, yeah.
And it's with super the red
cute.
Gingham
yeah,
fabric
like that.
Lining in it. So we've got that. If you collect dolls, we got a porcelain bride doll. Or if you have a little girl who might want the porcelain bride doll.
You've really just got to go by there and
you
take
have
a walk.
To come in and
excuse me, you got to browse the entire store and see everything that they have.
We have a lot. So. We have desks, several desks still.
Yeah, so take a look at their Facebook page. It's Glasgow Bear and Habitat for Humanity Restore. That's where you'll find a lot of these things that we're talking about this morning. And I do want to talk about the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow Bearing County for just a few moments. We have their fall festival coming up this Saturday. So this is happening tomorrow. This is the second annual fall festival. They're going to have carnival games, food, inflatables, prizes, lots of vendors set up. So many people from the community coming out to participate in this event. It's from 10:30 to 3:30 tomorrow at 701 Columbia Avenue. Of course, that is where the club is located. They are also accepting pantry donations. So they have a pantry there to help their families. You know, the members, the children that are there, sometimes their families need food. And there is a pantry there. You can donate. You can donate money if you would, if you don't have time to shop for extra food, or you're just, you don't want to, if you're a pickup girl like me, but you can donate if you want to do that. They also have Team Turkey coming up on November 25th. So basically this is where they are inviting volunteers and mentors to join the club for a holiday meal there at the Boys and Girls Club. So this is a way that for kids whose parents may be working during that time and they don't have anybody to sit with them during the meal, you can go and sit with a child and enjoy a dinner.
Aww.
And I love that idea. So that's how Team Turkey was born. So if you want to participate in that, contact the club at 270-629-3871. That's 629-3871. That's also the number that you call if you would like to be part of the Spirit of Giving. I know yesterday Gabby was in with us and she said they have tons of volunteers. I mean, the community shows up for these kids, especially at Christmas
this
time.
This community shows up, period.
Yes. Yes, they do. And they're looking for sponsors. They're still looking for sponsors to sponsor a child, and you can do so by calling. And you know, if it's you as an individual, you as a family, maybe a church group, a youth group, a business organization, you know, if you and some of your friends just want to go and sponsor a child, you can do so. And I look forward to that day. It's so much fun. You meet the child there at the club, and you have either breakfast or lunch, and then they shuttle the kids to Walmart, and then the volunteers meet them there, and then you are reunited with your child, and then you're given a list of needs, necessities, and then there's also
a want.
There's a want or two on there. So it's just a fun day, and I love seeing the kids just light up, and they try on clothes, and they get to pick out things that they might not normally get to do.
Yeah.
And I will tell you that in some cases, this is the only Christmas these kiddos will get. And it just, it just makes me sad, you know. These kids are precious.
And it's heartwarming, but mm-hmm. it's heartbreaking that it is. With these children that usually it takes so little to make them happy. It's not about it takes so much to make them happy. With these children, it takes so little.
Yes, yes.
And that's what tugs at your heart.
Mm-hmm. And what tugs even harder is when they want to get something for a parent yes. or their brother or sister, and they see something like, oh, my mom would love this, or oh, my dad, or
right.
my sister, my brother, and you're just like, oh, my gosh.
I know.
You can't say no.
Uh-huh.
So
I get it.
You can contact the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow Bering County if you would like to be a part of that in some form or fashion. Go by there and see them or give them a call at 270-629-3871. Okay, our phone number is 270-651-3000. Finally Friday. And Tambra, if you're just now joining us, she is in studio from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. And you guys also have a blessings box there at the
yes,
Restore.
Yes. Actually, our blessing box is inside.
Yes, so, it is.
But yes, we do have a blessing box. And so if you would like to donate food, you know, that's fine. Because we do have people who come in in need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially this last month.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
Yes.
And so, and thankfully we have had people who have been donating to make sure that our pantry has had maybe not a whole lot, but we've been able to, for the most part, have something mm-hmm. to give people.
Right.
So,
right.
yeah, we do. We do have that.
All right. You want to talk about the paint, or is there something else that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, well, I've got to show you Tigger first.
Oh, that is such a cute little ornament.
It's a little Tigger ornament. If you are into collecting any kind of like Winnie the Pooh and stuff, it's just adorable.
That's cute.
But no, our paint, we got a new delivery in yesterday, like I said, and it's still just going out by the gallon.
It's really good paint.
It's awesome paint. Very, very, very good. And we also have everything you need to go with it. You know, we've got the line, the paint pans, the liners, the brushes, the rollers, the mixers that you can just stick on your drill and stir your paint up. And so anything and everything you need for painting, we've got it.
Okay.
So, and if you have, you know, our doors, I mean, we've sold a lot of doors. So, if you're replacing a door and you don't know what to do with the old one, I never thought that I would be saying, we'll gladly take the old one off your hands if it's not broken or damaged in any way, because we've always had a lot of doors, and for some reason here lately, our doors have sold, and it's just like, I've never seen that few doors.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, so, we, you know, anything like that we take. And so, you know, if you have a larger item that you don't have any way to get it to us, call us, we'll set you up. You know, we do free pickups. Our guys, we got a great team with Matthew and Randall. And they do an amazing job, and they are an awesome team. They both love what they do, so they would be more than happy to come and do a pickup if you buy something and you don't have a way to get it home.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. We'll deliver it. There is a small fee mm-hmm. for delivery, but we can get it to you. So, you know, any of the larger items, if we come to your home and we pick up a larger item, if you have some items in your kitchen you're not using anymore, if you have, you know, any type of smaller items, put them in a box and they'll stick it on the truck with
yeah,
that. So
right.
But yeah, so we have a really great team. We've got some new employees, and I mean, they're a dream. And we have a new volunteer as well, and they're young people. And they have shamed me because it took me so long. It's like, do you know how long it took me after not being in the workforce for several years? And it's like, I'm trying to remember how to ring somebody up and go through all of this and do a layaway and this and that and the other. And Stephanie's just coming in there and showed her one time. And she's like, oh, okay, tink, 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 tink. And I'm like, really, girl? Seriously? Ew. Do you know how long it took me to be able to do this and feel comfortable? So we do. We have a great team, and we all love what we do. So, mm-hmm. And we'll help you in any way we possibly can. Yeah. I mean, and if you come in with a need that we can't help you with, we try to, you know, give you a list of places to contact that if maybe they can help you, or if they can't, they can lead you in the direction you need to go to get the help that you need. So come in and check us out.
All right, good deal. Let's talk a little bit about Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics.
Okay.
Good skincare.
Is that where you got your facial?
That is where I got my facial.
Girl. You're so brave. You know, I would never let anybody get a picture of me getting a facial with no makeup.
Who cares?
Because you don't know what I'm covering up on this face with this makeup.
Honey.
You don't know.
I mean, have you seen my videos when I'm walking or early in the morning?
Yes. And
I have no makeup on.
You have this beautiful glowing skin. There's not anything.
I get facials.
But when you get old.
And I have good skincare. That's prime because it'd been a while since I'd had a facial. I have good skincare.
Okay, but you don't have those little brown age.
I have a few here and there.
No.
I have a few.
You have a freckle.
Maybe.
That's not an age spot. You might have a freckle.
Well, speaking of good skincare, let me tell you, they have this little bottle of goodness. It is definitely your under eye MVP. It's Neutral Eyes Plus Eye Complex. So I use this just about every single morning. As soon as I get up, I begin my routine. If I remember, some mornings I forget. And I'm like, crap, I forgot to do that. But it kind of helps my eyes to awaken a little bit. It's if you don't get much sleep the night before, which I've not been sleeping a whole lot here lately. So it gives you an extra collagen boost. It's in a bottle and it is excellent. So this is great to add to your skincare if you don't have it. It's like a little bottle, just a few inches tall, and they have that there at Lux Aesthetics. Now, they are offering 25% off of laser hair removal this month. Okay, so this is great for the holidays. Now is the time to start your laser treatments so that you're ready to go. You don't have to even use your razor come summer. You get it started now and you go on a regular basis. Don't be like me and go get lasered and then wait 2 months or 3 months before you go back for your follow-up. That's why it's taking so long for me. Although, since I have gotten lasered, I don't have to shave as often.
Slow it down a lot.
It does.
It does help.
And you can't really see the hair quite.
No, they get real fine.
They do.
Very, very fine.
Yeah.
Because there's something about when you shave that it's, everybody says, once you start shaving, you'll grow more hair. You don't. It strengthens that root. And so that's why you feel that stubble.
Yeah. Yes.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So
the
laser
pretty much takes it away.
Yeah, it's much softer now. I don't have to shave as often. But I've got my appointment set. So I said, we have got to get this done. I do not want to have to shave next summer. I don't have to shave anything next summer. Anything. Okay.
Nothing.
I want to throw my wazer out the window.
Yeah, that wazer will be gone. No more wazer.
My wazer will no be wazer. Gone.
No wazer for Kelly. No more wazer for Kelly.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah. And now's a great time to get that started. Plus, you know, facials are so important. There are so many benefits to that with your skin and getting the dermaplaning. The absorption of your skincare products is so much better. Your skin feels so smooth. You're getting rid of those dead skin cells. It's lovely. We gave away a facial, 30-minute facial on Wednesday for Wellness Wednesday. Kinsey Leeson won that, so congratulations, Kins. She's excited about experiencing, I think this is her first facial, I believe. So gift cards are a great gift.
That's right.
For Christmas and stocking stuffers. There's so many things that you can purchase, so many treatments, so many skincare products. I use several of them on a daily basis, from the daily moisturizer to the collagen booster to the intense night recovery to the eye complex, the Super C serum, the needle-free serum. I mean, I use it all. So I highly recommend the skincare.
Well, you're
line.
Not getting any sleep, honey, because you are spending 3 hours at night getting ready for bed.
It really, I want to forget the cleanser. It really doesn't take that long.
No, I'm just kidding.
It really doesn't.
Honestly, when I was like working in the spa business, I was a regular. I did all of that, and I kind of got out of it, and I haven't been in that world for years and years, and I keep telling myself every year I'm going to get back to doing more skincare and this and that, and I've just failed.
Treat yourself to a facial. You need to do that.
Yeah,
right.
I used to get the microderm abrasion done.
Yes. I'm going to get the derma here in just a couple of weeks, or maybe that's next week. I can't remember. So I'm excited about that. But I recommend calling and getting a consultation so that they can go over everything that they offer and you can figure out what's going to be best for you. 270-629-6722. That's 629-6722. They are located at 102 Physicians Boulevard here in Glasgow. You can find them on Facebook, and they are they have a website as well. All right, last but not least, Bowling Green Winlectric. We're going to talk about their Spread the Light initiative. This is to help them celebrate 50 years of service, partnership, and community impact. And Sean was in with us on Monday. Savannah, who is their marketing guru, Savannah with Marketing Studio 22 Marketing, and they were both my co-host on Monday. But Bowling Green Winlectric is locally owned. Benton Jolly is the owner there, and I've known Benton just about our entire lives. His mom was a teacher of mine. And so I'm very connected to that family. Full service electrical distributor that has been serving South Central Kentucky for 50 years. So locally managed, nationally supported. They're dedicated to helping contractors, builders, industrial clients get the job done. So they are an intricate, they do their best to be an intricate part of the community and give back where they can. And they decided to launch the Spread the Light campaign. And this is a community initiative, and it illuminates progress, connection, and kindness across the places that we all live and work. And they've partnered with so many different organizations and businesses, and they invite the community to become a part of this. You know, maybe it's a good deed. Maybe it's a project that you want to do in the community. But, you know, they just want to inspire others to give back. You know, it's kind of like a domino effect. If one person does it, they're like, oh, I can do that too. And then just think how many lives can be impacted just by one thing. Okay. So they have really been making a difference in the community. They pledged 1,000 GoBG rides to BRASS, which is the Barron River Area Safe Space. This helps survivors of domestic violence access safe and reliable transportation. So that's huge. They're also setting up a food pantry donation there at their Bowling Green store. And they're going to have this through the end of the year to encourage ongoing community support. So if you want to donate to their Spread the Light initiative, to their food pantry there, they kicked things off by making a $1,000 donation directly to the BRASS pantry. So that's another difference that they are making, helping those families. And they are also taking part in the Bowling Green Boys and Girls Club to support those Christmas initiatives, which are very similar to what they're doing here at the Glasgow Boys and Girls Club. So they just want to encourage you to be a part of it, encourage others to be a part of it. If you are a business owner and you want to join the movement, the Spread the Light initiative is not just for Bowling Green Wind Electric, but it's for the whole community. So they would really like for you to get involved. They are located, and check out their Facebook page, Bowling Green Wind Electric. They have some gorgeous lighting, chandeliers. They have heaters right now if you're needing a heater, which might not today, but it's going to get cold again.
Oh, we've already experienced some of that, so yes, it's time to get ready for
it. Yes, but stop in and see their beautiful showroom and see everything that they have there. Located at 1052 Pettigo Way in Bowling Green, that phone number is 270-842-6153, and their website is bowlinggreenlighting.com. That's bowlinggreenlighting.com. All right, you got some information over there?
I got some information, but first and foremost, one of my blessings and one of the things I'm most thankful for is how well our store has been doing this year. And so just during this Thanksgiving season, thank you, Glasgow and Barron County, for all of your support to our store. And it is very much appreciated. So if you go on our Facebook page, just remember, if you see something you like, you can put it on hold for 2 hours. You can pay for it over the phone. If you need a pickup, call us. We'll get you scheduled. If you need a delivery, we'll take care of that as well. Come see us. We are at 506 West Main Street here in Glasgow. And our phone number is 270-629-5775. So,
right. Thank you so much for being here this morning,
Tambra. Thank you, Kelly. I love you, girl.
I love you, too. It's always so much fun. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Bowling Green Wind Electric making their debut this week. Blake and Britton Ryan with Mills Real Estate and Auction Company. Also, thanks to our Wellness Wednesday sponsor, which is Jackson Health and Wellness and Lux Aesthetics. Scooters Coffee, Habitat for Humanity Restore, of course, and the Boys and Girls Club of Glasgow, Barron County. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Let's go. Broadcasting country's hottest hits from the Toyota of Bowling Green Studios. This is 103.7 WHHT, K-City, Glasgow.